Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awaker Podcast. It's great to be here with you. So before we begin, just a reminder, go to theawakener.ca. That is theawakener, one word, .ca. The best website you can ever ask for. It's like a PhD thesis, all put together for you so you can understand fully what is going on. What is going on is a complex communist plant or plot to orchestrate the demise of the Western world and a takeover. We are on the verge of the inauguration of Donald Trump on Monday, and so many events or occurrences can happen to stop this. And I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not a predictor of things. I try to make predictions based on my estimation of what the enemy wants to accomplish, what they're looking to do, and where they're sitting right now. And then I put theories together as to what they're going to do. And I'm going to just go over them one more time to what my thoughts are. So these fires in LA, for example, everyone knows that they're started by arson by now. There's no way that you're going to have a fire of that magnitude that there's no water in the pumps and these reservoirs are bone dry. All this is not an accident. So this is a signal. This is a signal for a war that was going to happen against the United States of America. This war that was being orchestrated is, you know, it's been done for decades, okay? Back to 1945, where the U.S. complex had the upper hand, the enemy has always sought the destruction of this complex and the takeover and the submission of the Western world. We were going to be the small dogs. All the events that are unfolding are planned to bring the USA to a war on three fronts and then have something catastrophic happen or a black swan event happen to the USA. This was going to lead to the takeover of various Western nations like Israel, Taiwan, the Pacific, and the rest of Europe. It's very complicated, but it's not so complicated when you know exactly what's happening. The globalists, the people who told you that the Iron Curtain was gone in the 80s, lied. It's not gone. The enemy has just hatched a covert plan to kill us from within because they cannot kill us in an open outward fight. This is the culmination of Barack Obama's presidency, as I speculated with you. Barack Obama was the Soviet plant put into the U.S. complex in the very hours of empire collapse. That means after 1989, the U.S. was still powerful, and over a 30-year period, the USA, when it had its back turned, became weakened. It became weakened from within with a family education system, fake wars to drag it out and to cause great amounts of debt, and various things. And at the moment of empire collapse, a certain individual, a plant, was put into the White House by the globalists in a coup d'etat. This person then set up the war for the communists to win, giving them various tools to accomplish this battle and get away with it and beating us. As we've talked on the podcast, this is not limited to coronavirus, gain-of-function research, the U.S. uranium or fissile material, or any kind of secrets when it comes to stealth fighters, hypersonic missiles, or the works. The enemy is facing a perilous task, as we've detailed many times. That perilous task is two things are happening. One, they didn't expect Donald Trump to win, and now the Western world is waking up and rejecting communism. The second thing is they didn't expect America to turn the corner and to start turning around, and it is turning around. The economy right now globally is not very good, but Russia and China are severely suffering right now, and it looks like the USA is doing better than them. And if you look at the events that are unfolding, there is no way that this communist conspiracy can allow Trump back in the White House. Trump being back in the White House and doing all this anti-communist movement again, bringing back, you know, the U.S. complex, more investment in the military, maybe paying down the national debt. I don't know what they're going to do. All these things are going to lead to Russia and China not being able to defeat us. The rejection of this culture of climate change, all this stuff is going to lead to the Western world getting stronger. And this is not what the enemies want. And not to mention that, the reason Barack Obama was put in as a plant is because the enemies do not have answer for the U.S. nuclear system, the triad. They have no answer for it. There cannot be an outward war because they're going to lose. This is why they're not going to hand the keys over to Donald Trump. My speculation is if they hand over the keys to Donald Trump and they do something, it's to disrupt his presidency and collapse it and to cause problems via war. But if you think about it, why would they even bother wasting their time? Why would they let the enemy, us, take control of this nuclear system, and then, you know, they can't defeat us. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So I've been very clear on my website that I believe that something is going to happen before the inauguration, which is going to lead to the inauguration not happening. Now, like, I'm not a predictor of all things. I don't know. I don't know the future. But it's highly suspicious because, number one, Joe Biden is leaving the White House, ladies and gentlemen. And as we talked about many times, we talked about his son, him receiving a pardon. We talked about all the investigations into Joe Biden. This is going to lead to something catastrophic happening. Joe Biden is free game now as soon as he leaves the White House. And the investigations on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are not going to stop. The Republicans have already said that. The enemy is facing a time where if Trump was in office and they didn't do anything, the truth is going to come out on his presidency. And all of a sudden, the Western world is going to wake up and go, hey, wait a second. You guys try to take us out. This is a very, very detailed kind of battle that's happening between these two imperialistic forces. You know, Trump is talking about having peace in Gaza and signing this treaty. I don't believe for a second that this treaty is going to last, okay? Number two, he's talking about how there's great phone calls with Xi in regards to peace around the world. I don't believe that for a second at all. And I don't believe and trust Russia for one second at all either. So it's not meant to be negative. It just, if you understand what's happening and you look back at history, you can really kind of come to these conclusions. So number one is, like we said before, George Soros and crew collapsed the Iron Curtain. Step one, it was a lie. Step two, the Soviets organized internally with a KGB asset, Vladimir Putin, getting into politics and controlling the Soviet Union for basically the last 30 years. He's either been in charge or second in charge the entire time. Three, the Russians have had the same military agenda that the Soviet Union did. They funded all the Middle Eastern nations in their fight against Israel. They tried to bring strength to China. All this stuff has not changed whatsoever. Okay. And the other thing you can notice is that the globalists have been poisoning us for the last 30 years, preparing the U.S. industrial complex for its collapse and takeover through a vast war on many levels, propaganda, educationally, morally, spiritually, all kinds of things through movies. This is a war to defeat the Western world. And the last hour, this guy, this plant, Barack Obama, has to come through. And this is why COVID happened. If COVID came out of a lab to get Joe Biden in the White House, there's going to be something else. They're not going to stop and just let the truth come out. And they're not going to accept their defeat. They're evil. They won't settle for second place. So just releasing this podcast to tell all of you guys, number one, go to theawakener.ca, subscribe to the podcast. We're going to let the inauguration happen. If it does happen, great. I'm very excited for Trump's presidency. And we'll keep detailing you of all what the enemy's trying to plan or what they're doing. But in the meantime, get some food and water, get some supplies and get ready just in case, because we don't know. I just have a gut suspicion that something is going to happen before the inauguration. When we come back after the inauguration, it'll probably be a week later. We'll keep you up to date. But in the meantime, when you don't have my podcast, go onto the website, theawakener.ca, and this can all be detailed for you. Let's be realistic, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. So Iran has an EMP weapon in space, and so does North Korea right now. I've detailed that to you guys. They're ready to go to turn off the lights, to turn off the power. If they do this on Trump's presidency, they're just causing chaos for no reason. It's not going to lead to their winning this battle. In fact, it's going to lead to their defeat, and they're not going to get the White House back again. This might be the last chance they have to have someone in the White House that works for them, and that person is may or may not be Joe Biden. Anyways, thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. Go to theawakener.ca. See you.